Recently, the Cody Firearm Museum at the Buffalo Bill Center of the West hosted a number of museum curators who have major gun collections. The topic of the conversation centered on the ethics of firearms and the role of curators in educating the public about guns. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kudelska found that the curators think they need to have a more active role.
Steve Cinetti is the president of the National Shooting Sports Foundation. And although he's not in charge of any public collection, he says museums are traditionally a place where emotions are left at the door and learning is more based on fact.
So I think the role of museums is badly needed in the current debate to sort of tone down the rhetoric, let people take a breather, and let's talk about these very emotional issues factually, and see if people can have a better understanding of both sides of the debate.
But it's not so easy for actual curators of firearm museums. Ashley Lubinsky is the curator of the Cody Firearm Museum, and she says people like her are becoming more popular with the media.
And we always say, you know, we do not take a political stance on this. This is just how, you know, we've seen the trends throughout all of firearms history.
The decision of not taking a political stance is common among most representatives of firearm collections, but some are starting to think it might be time to take a bigger role in the conversation. For Lubinsky, it's about giving the public the facts, but she says it's not up to her what they do with them.
So we kind of see ourselves as, you know, the educators of history, as the ones that can talk from a more, you know, informed place and speak from a place of understanding from the history perspective to even the function perspective of the firearms to kind of make their own conclusions.
Guns have become so polarized in the recent years that universities are hesitant to get into discussions about guns.
I thought, this is crazy. Why do I belong to a school of design and we cannot discuss firearms?
That's Ben Nicholson. He is a professor of architecture and design at the Art Institute of Chicago. About 4 years ago, he decided he wanted to teach a class on the history of design of guns, but he got a lot of pushback.
The administrators, who were unable to see anything other than a killing instrument, they were unable to see that the firearms industry is central to the American story of manufacturing.
Finally, after a lot of convincing, he managed to get a class approved. He's been teaching it for 3 years now, and he says he has one simple goal.
That a student, when they have finished with the class, will say, okay, I know about guns. I might not have ever shot one, but I'm in a position now to make a set of thoughts that are well-balanced.
But for now, Nicholson sees museums and public collections as another avenue of education, to understand it more fully and to get rid of the distrust of guns just based on their appearances. And Cinetti, the president of the National Shooting Foundation, says it's as simple as educating the public on why a gun looks and shoots a certain way. For example, an AR-15.
That's, I think, the biggest misconception. People think that gun itself is bad because it looks bad. Now, true, it has been used in a number of these highly publicized, horrible shootings.
Ashley Lubinsky says this is the brown versus black phenomenon. People see wooden guns as archives of history, but black ones as weapons of killing.
There was a movement to work with synthetic materials. And so there was nylon, polymers, and it was, you know, to create kind of a lighter, you know, firearm, something that was, you know, easier to wield on the battlefield. It was just kind of the next step in the technological advancements of weapons technology.
But in general, they still function the same. Lubinsky says this is exactly the kind of role that curators can play in any discussion. If someone still doesn't support firearms, that's fine. But at least they have more knowledge on how it has become the gun it is today. And she says that is truly the role of firearm collections and museums. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kudelska at the Center of the West in Cody.